This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08 and this is Popit Parliament with Lynn, where, as always, we're bringing you the latest updates from the Day One racket. So today's session started with a follow-up to the COVID-19 situation in the Day One. The Speaker, Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun, issued a statement saying that Parliament could be closed if there are more infections. In the meantime, more precautionary SOPs will be added after consultations with Health DG Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah. This will include compulsory swab tests for all lawmakers and staff every 2 weeks. He also advised MPs to avoid holding large gatherings and meetings within and outside of Parliament and to limit their movements. The Health Ministry will re-evaluate the SOPs if more cases are recorded. Here is Deputy Speaker Datuk Sri Azalina Othman Syed reading the Speaker's statement.
Ahli-ahli yang berhormat, seperti mana maklum, susulan daripada peningkatan kes penularan wabak COVID-19 ketika ini, langkah-langkah pencegahan telah dan sedang diambil dalam memastikan persidangan Dewan Rakyat dapat dilaksanakan dengan selamat. Semalam saya telah berkesempatan menghubungi Yang Berbahagia Tan Sri Ketua Pengarah Kesihatan Malaysia dan beliau telah menyampaikan beberapa pandangan dan nasihat seperti berikut. Pertama, Yang Berhormat Ahli-Ahli Parlimen tidak lagi mengadakan majlis, jamuan atau bermesyuarat di dalam kelompok yang besar semasa di luar Dewan, sama ada di premis Parlimen ataupun di luar premis. Sekiranya ahli-ahli yang berhormat perlu bermesyuarat atau berkumpul secara fizikal, ahli-ahli yang berhormat dipohon mematuhi SOP yang ditetapkan oleh pihak MKN dan KKM dengan ketat. Kedua, Yang Berhormat Ahli-ahli Parlimen dinasihatkan supaya menghadkan pergerakan masing-masing semasa di luar premis Parlimen sepanjang tempoh persidangan serta mengelakkan bergaul atau menghadiri majlis-majlis keramaian dan tempat-tempat yang sesak, crowded places, dengan izin, dan sentiasa mematuhi SOP yang ditetapkan dengan ketat. Ketiga, Yang Berhormat Ahli-ahli Parlimen dan para petugas perlu menjalani saringan ujian COVID-19 setiap 2 minggu. Untuk tujuan itu, pihak pentadbiran Parlimen Malaysia akan mengeluarkan notis pemberitahuan dari masa ke semasa. Dan yang terakhir sekali, sekiranya ada kes positif di kompleks Parlimen, pihak Kementerian Kesihatan akan membuat penilaian dengan izin valuation terhadap standard operating procedure dengan izin SOP yang sewajarnya. Perlu diingatkan bahawa apa-apa jangkitan di Parlimen mungkin akan menyebabkan bangunan Parlimen ditutup sekiranya didapati perlu berbuat demikian.
That was Deputy Speaker Datuk Sri Azalina Othman Syed with the latest COVID-19 SOPs for MPs, while also touching on the possibility of Parliament closing if there are more infections, which I guess had us thinking, how would you feel if Parliament was suspended? And perhaps more specifically, would you want to see virtual sittings? Are they maybe the way forward? If you'd like to let us know, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on a related note, Khairi Jamaluddin, the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, gave some updates today on the government's plans to obtain a COVID-19 vaccine via the global COVAX initiative. So he said that they're in the final stages of negotiations, with the indicative cost per vaccine capped at $21. But the minister stressed that COVAX is only part of the government's strategy to procure a vaccine.
Berkenaan dengan rundingan bersama dengan COVAX, ia dalam peringkat terakhir dan sekarang ini perbincangan sedang dilaksanakan oleh kementerian saya dan Kementerian Kesihatan, Kementerian Kewangan dan juga Jabatan Peguam Negara bagi kita menyertai secara rasminya COVAX. Dari segi harga yang ditawarkan oleh COVAX, indicative price dengan izin adalah dari segi maksimumnya $21 untuk satu vaksin. Jadi kita masih lagi sedang melihat apakah beberapa klausa dalam perjanjian dengan COVAX itu yang masih perlu diperhalusi lagi, dan kita harap bahawa kita akan dapat menandatangani COVAX facility, penyertaan dalam COVAX facility ini dalam jangka masa yang terdekat. Namun saya ingin jelaskan bahawa COVAX ini hanya sebahagian sahaja daripada keperluan kita untuk mendapat vaksin COVID-19. Sebahagian besar akan kita perolehi melalui rundingan dua hala dengan negara lain ataupun dengan syarikat-syarikat lain.
Former Health Minister and Kuala Selangor MP Datuk Seri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad also followed up to clarify how much the government will invest to vaccinate our population. And the minister replied that Mosti is requesting 3 billion ringgit from the Finance Ministry to vaccinate at least 70% of Malaysians, with frontliners being given priority.
Untuk makluman Kuala Selangor, perancangan kerajaan melalui jawatan kuasa dan juga perbincangan dengan Kementerian Kewangan bagi tahun depan bukan setakat 1 bilion saja. Saya telah maklumkan kepada Menteri Kewangan yang sekurang-kurangnya kita perlu mengimunisasi 70% daripada rakyat Malaysia, dan saya telah minta 3 bilion ringgit Malaysia untuk disediakan bagi tahun depan.
That was Khairi Jamaluddin, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation. Now, speaking of funding, Pulai MP Datuk Sri Salahuddin Ayub raised a question on whether the loan moratorium will be extended. So here's Deputy Finance Minister Datuk Abdul Rahim Bakri's response.
Berkaitan dengan moratorium ini, sebenarnya pada hari Jumaat ini kita akan ada pembentangan bajet. Oleh sebab itu, untuk menentukan sama ada inisiatif ini dilaksanakan atau tidak, kita tunggu pada hari Jumaat nanti sama ada ada pengumuman berikut berkaitan perkara ini. Terima kasih Yang Berhormat.
All right, so we're going to have to wait for the budget to be tabled. On that though, if you'd like to share, I mean, how are you doing since the loan moratorium ended? Would you like to see it extended? You know, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Just very briefly on the online sitting issue, Major Ramli Othman says, online sitting is the way forward. Legislators should lead by example. Our online parliamentary sitting should showcase Malaysia's high-tech ability in online facilities with smooth and interference-free sittings. Let us know if you agree with that. Now, in the meantime, we also saw the Deputy Finance Minister answering a question by Wangsa Maju MP Datin Paduka Dr. Tan Yee Kew on whether the government plans to introduce a national health insurance plan to cover serious illnesses or surgical expenses. So he said that there's currently no need to do so as the government provides free comprehensive healthcare, and this year they've allocated 30.6 billion ringgit for that. Other than that, low-income households can opt for the government's MySalam protection plan as well as the Peka B40 scheme.
Untuk makluman Yang Berhormat, setakat ini kerajaan belum bercadang untuk melaksanakan program insurans kesihatan atau National Health Insurance merangkumi semua rakyat. Untuk rekod, Malaysia adalah di antara negara di dunia yang mampu memberi perkhidmatan kesihatan percuma yang komprehensif kepada rakyat. Ini adalah sesuatu yang sangat kita banggakan. Peruntukan yang disediakan bagi maksud penyediaan perkhidmatan kesihatan, misalnya pada tahun ini, ialah sebanyak RM30.6 bilion. Walau bagaimanapun, setakat ini kerajaan telah memperkenalkan beberapa inisiatif baru bagi menambah baik faedah kesihatan kepada rakyat, iaitu melalui skim MySalam yang memberi perlindungan takaful kepada penerima bantuan sara hidup berumur 18 hingga 65 tahun bagi 45 penyakit kritikal atau critical illness. Kerajaan juga memperkenalkan skim PK B40 atau skim peduli kesihatan untuk B40 di bawah Kementerian Kesihatan. Kesemua faedah skim PK B40 boleh diperolehi dari kaunter khas di setiap hospital kerajaan dan klinik terpilih.
That was Deputy Finance Minister Datuk Abdul Rahim Bakri. As before, you know, let us know if you think there needs to be a national health insurance plan. Is that something that you think would make it easier for you to access healthcare. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, finally, on a lighter note, I guess, the Dewan broke into laughter after Pasir Salak MP Datuk Sri Tajuddin Abdul Rahman posed a supplementary question to Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin. So he wanted to clarify the amount of allocations set aside for new villages in his constituency, such as Langkap, and he asked the minister to allocate more so that he can retain his parliamentary seat in the next election. Here's that exchange.
Saya nak tanya Yang Amat Menteri, berapa yang telah diluluskan kepada Kampung Baru Cucak dan Langkap dalam kawasan Parlimen Pasir Salak? Kalau boleh tambahlah banyak sikit supaya dia orang boleh mengundi saya nanti.
Pengerang sekali.
Pasir Salak, saya tidak ada breakdown untuk Cucak, tapi saya akan cuba ambilkan berikan jawapan bertulis. Tapi namun demikian nak beritahu, tak ada banyak, tak ada sikit. Setiap ketua kampung baru diperuntukkan sebanyak RM100,000. So, jadi mereka boleh memohon kerja-kerja infrastruktur, membina jalan, dewan dan sebagainya. Okay, terima kasih.
So you just heard Pasir Salak MP Datuk Sri Tajuddin Abdul Rahman and Zuraida Kamarudin, who's the Minister of Housing and Local Government. And you may also have heard Deputy Speaker Datuk Sri Azalina Othman Syed chiming in to also ask for more allocations in her constituency of Pengerang. And that's it for today's Dewan Rakyat Updates. We'll be back tomorrow with more Popit Parliament at 5. Meanwhile, again, a refresher, I think some of the key points today. There's the possibility of Parliament closing and maybe going virtual if it needs to. The extension of the loan moratorium, although again, we're going to have to wait for Friday's budget tabling to see what comes of that. And also whether there is a need for a national health insurance plan. So some interesting suggestions and proposals coming out of today's sitting. And if you'd like to weigh in, just for the last time, at least in this half hour, here are the numbers. That number to call is 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for those messages after the 5:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.